Hello, I'm Navneet and I'm a teacher at CFL. And I would like to share with you some of the challenges that the adult community, that is, parents and teachers, faces in our working together in a collaborative manner. Here at CFL, we place great emphasis on the relationships between teachers and parents. This stems from the understanding that we, the adults in the child's life, need to be in regular contact with each other while raising the child. While on the face of it, most parents will accept this, on the ground, that is the reality, this expectation of being in regular contact and sharing ideas with each other of what it means to raise a child together is not always clearly understood and leads to confusion. Today, I would like to clarify some of those points of confusions by illustrating certain scenarios that emerge and pose challenges to our working together. There are three main challenges I would like to share with you today. One, time. Two, a synergy in philosophical approach. And three, communication. Let's look at the first one, time. Typically, CFL is quite demanding of parents in terms of time, energy, and stamina. Since the idea is that we raise a child together, it is clear to us that parents need to spend time with their children. When parents have demanding careers that doesn't allow for much time to be spent with family, they often feel a disconnect because of the variety of conversations that are happening in school that children would also need and require parental involvement to process more fully. Sometimes it is just left to one parent, and sometimes the school ends up being the caretaker of the child's emotional landscape. What we do observe is that not being in touch affects us in working well together. We would like both parents to be very actively involved, and if your current life or work circumstance doesn't allow this, please do consider if CFL is a good choice for you as a family. Remember that our relationship is with your family and not only with your child. The second, a synergy of philosophical approach. The engagement between adults here takes on a form often foreign for many adults. The philosophical inquiry that is so central to the school must make sense for you, for it'll play out in many different ways in your life. The grounds on which we relate have to be established early on, beginning now, with the start of the admission process. We are working together in good faith that we're all interested in learning about ourselves. And that is not the ground of debate. We can question, challenge each other on many things, but if the intention is not similar, then we often find ourselves working very differently, and then the impact is seen on children. Frustration builds up on both sides, alienation happens, and over time, we stop meeting each other, talking to each other. Linked to this is something new parents, as well as old, face as a challenge. This has to do with tenacity and resilience. Early on, it may be difficult to understand the nature of the philosophical inquiry. This is understandable, and we request that you persist with it. Sometimes, due to the ways in which we relate, often through conversations, fatigue sets in. We request that you share that with us and not make it your problem. It is not actually a problem. Together, we can find ways to work through it. The resilience may come because our intentions are similar. The third challenge, it has to do with communication. It is quite easy to say that we are all open to communication, and as an idea, many of us do find that very appealing. However, in our experience here at CFL, this has been quite different, to say the least. Communication, when clear and open, is perhaps our biggest challenge. Our communication between parents and teachers is not only the communication of information and is certainly not restricted to the topic of children. Let me elaborate. We are interested in you as a person, not only as a parent. To that end, we share about many things, including sharing the concerns we have of children, of ourselves, sometimes interpersonal relationships, sharing our philosophical questions, sharing our ideological leanings, sharing our observations of the patterns of thoughts and behaviors that we find ourselves in. It is not easy. It certainly is not easy to talk of oneself with the kind of authenticity or the kind of openness that we are requesting here. That requires us sometimes to lay bare one's emotions and thoughts. If nothing else, it is to, at a moment when we are experiencing some emotions and thoughts, to acknowledge it to one another, that this is in fact happening. A challenge that often emerges is that many of these become apparent to us in our relating, in our communicating. And to be present to those is a very significant challenge for many of us. An important question for you to ask is, with what intentions are you coming into the space that is CFL? Is it only for your child that you're applying here? Are you also interested in this overall process of inquiry? That is, to look at the movement of thought and the patterns of our emotions or behaviors. There are some other challenges in this realm of communication. The first has to do with the perceived separation between home and school. And this is something that we often come across as very challenging for parents. Let me elaborate. Clearly, children inhabit two spaces, at least two spaces, the home and the school. And how do children experience these spaces? The house and the school need not be the same. That is clear. However, the grounds on which the children experience adults relating with them must be similar. We hear from children that at home they hear some of the following from their parents. And I quote, as anecdotal evidence, "In school, you can talk about all this, but not here. You can talk with your teachers about self-inquiry, etc. But in the world out there, such things don't make any sense." Now, effectively, when children hear this, they're seeing two different points of views. And it causes a tremendous amount of confusion for them. Not only for them, for us as teachers, because then we are left wondering if we as adults are working at cross purposes. Another example, in school, we will question the very nature of belief, political belief, religious belief, and other belief systems. We will question the basis of our values. We will question the moral grounds on which each of us stands, and not because we find debate interesting, but because we want to understand the grounds on which our beliefs rests, and importantly, why do we need to have beliefs? If, from such an environment, the child enters the home where beliefs are not questioned, but actively encouraged, then clearly the child experiences confusion and uncertainty. We are not saying we need to have the same beliefs. Please note, we are not saying we need to have the same beliefs, but we do need to be on the same ground of being open to questioning beliefs, ideologies, etc. Another aspect of communication that parents find especially hard to grapple with has to do with children communicating with them. Now, this has nothing to do with adults working together. Early on, children communicate with the parents and teachers very freely. They will come and share with you all kinds of interesting tidbits about school. And within a few years, as they age, the nature of communication will change. And during the adolescent years, you may experience that you and your child are moving apart. Note that this is common, and we recognize that this is hard for many parents. And here's where our working together is very important. Please be in touch with the school. It becomes doubly important. We would suggest you hang in there, and we will together meet the changing nature of your child. You would also need to be patient about how your child takes to the school. Not all children are happy here. Many are unhappy for a variety of reasons. It will not be an easy ride, but we can meet the situation together. And here's where communicating freely, openly, and honestly becomes so important. This honesty has to be translated into action. If there is anything you disagree with or have an issue with, even if it is minor but persistent, please share that with us. Often, parents have kept some irritations for years. Sometimes, parents share with other parents, but not with the school. Clearly, this is not the kind of situation we would want. Some parents have asked, "If I share something that is problematic, how will it affect my child?" We want to reassure you that nothing you share will impact the ways in which we interact with your child. We are interested in relating with you, understanding you, and including the areas where there are disagreements and potential conflicts. I have talked about a variety of areas that are challenging for us as adults. These are tough challenges and not perhaps particular to CFL. However, at CFL, we are, by the very nature of this co-created culture, forced to meet these challenges. And the support we give each other is significant. Please note that we are not service providers. A lot of time, energy goes into working with you and your children. And if we are largely not on the same page, it just doesn't make sense over time. We are sharing our thoughts with transparency. To start the relationship on that makes sense. I'll leave you with two questions. One, are you interested in the school only for your child? Many of you will say yes. However, ask yourself the following question. Are you really interested in questioning, living, learning about yourself and conditioning, and exploring these questions together? If the answer to this second question is no, or even a reluctant yes, then I would urge you to not apply. If the answer is yes, please apply with the understanding that it will be a difficult journey where you will be vulnerable, where we will challenge each other, and where time, energy, and stamina are required. Thank you for listening.